Before you implement a digital workforce of your own, let's see how easy it is to train a Blue Prism software robot and then watch a robot in action. First, you go to the Object Studio and build a process by dragging objects or commands onto a grid. Then, you connect those objects together, creating a step-by-step workflow for your robot. These workflows can be simple or enormously complex, but they're easy to build and don't require any coding. Before you implement a digital workforce of your own, let's see how a software robot actually runs. This process modeler operates behind the scenes and makes it easy to review the RPA process before final implementation, guaranteeing everything goes as smoothly as possible. While Blue Prism can automate processes in any department,
you get fucked in the ass because you know you are a slut and you're a bitch and you want fucked in the ass. Because I know I'm a slut and I'm a bitch and I want fucked in the ass.
Yeah, they open up the bridges for the boat.
Hello. Hello. It's me, Madge, Leslie, Lesburn. And I'm standing here. Schmigurdle on the, if you can hear my Velcro crunching. Can you hear my Velcro crunching? My Velcro is crunching against my jacket, my hand, my wrist, against my vagina. Not vagina. The other thing. The other red meat. What am I talking about? Oh, this tedious shit over and over again. La 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 la. Up, down, turn around. Oh, a nice view of Lower Wacker here. That should be a nice ambience for you. Audience, Lower Wacker. I was just trying to go somewhere where there wouldn't be so many people seeing me talk on this machine. Standing right across from Trump Tower looks horrible. There's some sort of a spot. The bottom is still completely empty in terms of tenants. It says retail space available. Retail space available. Nobody wants to rent there, apparently. So the first floor is empty. The second floor is empty. You're talking about river level, basically. Third floor, there's a spa full of Melanias. No, there's a fourth floor. Third floor looks like some sort of a lobby. And, yeah, I guess, is that a restaurant or is that, I think it's a Melania holder. I think that's where they put potential Melanias for next time. So, I rode my bike to work today. It was take your vagina to work day, so I brought my vagina to work. That went well. Let's walk down. Take your vagina to work day. Are you enjoying the ambience of the truck, the traffic? What did I do that for? Isn't that nice? All that noise for you? 50 degrees out or something. Vroom, 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 vroom. Pollution, yay. Isn't it just infuriating that they took the trolleys away? You know, this city in the 50s, or was it the 40s, early 50s, was full of streetcars that were electrical. Can you imagine how much more wonderful this city would be if it had streetcars everywhere instead of all this pollution and shit? Oh my god, I just farted hugely. Let me see if I can get you there. I'm empty. No more farts. Damn it, I shouldn't have wasted that. What's wrong with me? Something's wrong with my mind. I don't have the good sense to save a fart for you, audience. Okay, I'm a little bit away from the traffic now. I'm trying to stand away from people, but at the same time, stand away from the noise, the nerves. You're getting a lot of my whistle. By Mitch I've been watching that cartoon, our cartoon president, it's called. It's kind of funny. The animation is so accurate of all the people that, you know, in the government that are portrayed. Especially like Mitch McConnell, he looks very good. very representative of himself with the goiter and everything. Goiter. Who doesn't love a goiter? Everybody loves goiter. I love a goiter. Can't wait to have, you know, well, I have a goiter, but I can't wait for it to get bigger and older as I age into this life. Oh, there's the Skyview. It's very busy today, the tour boat called Skyview. It's terribly busy. Let's hear it. Somebody's smoking the reefers. I smell reefers. Uh-huh. Today's the 420 day. I read that Chuck Schumer is trying to propose it federally, marijuana legalization business, which I think is wonderful. Why not? Why not? And, but of course, Republicans just say, we don't need more drugs that are legal. We've got an opioid epidemic. As if it's the same fucking thing. But the thing is, with the opioid epidemic, why don't people seem to address the reason people take the drugs? Because life is fucking horrible here. Somebody was asking me yesterday, or maybe the day before, like, Madge. They said to me, Madge, because that's my name. Madge, they said to me, because that's my name. Why is the... No, they said, Madge, that's my name. Madge, how's the economy? And I always say the same thing when somebody asks me that. First of all, why the fuck are you asking me? And secondly, which economy are you talking about? Because if it's the economy for rich people, it's doing better and better every day. If you're talking about the economy for everyone else, it kind of sucks. If you're talking about the economy where you're into healthcare peonage, where everything you do is focused on earning money so that you can eventually waste it on healthcare, because we live in a country full of people too stupid to accept the fact that healthcare should be provided by the government in exchange for taxes. That's a problem. I saw this wonderful play the other day at the Goodman Theater called... what the fuck was it called? It's an Ibsen play called... fuck me. Like, The Worst Man or something. It's very political. Like, what was it fucking called? I'm not going to continue with this podcast until I remember it. An undesirable man? An enemy of the people. That's what it's called. An enemy of the... Such a good play. It was written like in 1890 or something, but it's so appropriate of today because... For today. Because, my vagina smells. Because it's about how people are stupid, you know? So the premise of this play is that they're in a town in, I think it was Norway, and the economy in the town is based on the baths. They have natural springs, and it turns out that these springs are polluted, and they're causing people to get very sick because of bacteria and bacterial vaginosis or something. So there's a man who tries to expose this, and the mayor and the other, you know, important people in the town are saying, no, don't expose it. They'd rather let the people be sick because of the economy, blah, blah, blah. Very much a metaphor for what's going on in our country and in our planet. And there's a big speech at the end. And by the way, these horrible... It was like I was in the cheap seats because I got half-price tickets the day of, and they were in the mezzanine, and it was all these students from Loyola, and nobody could fucking keep their mouth shut, so they were all on their fucking phones. Imagine they're on their phone taking notes about the play on their fucking phone. I mean, okay, you want to take notes, that's cool, but can't you use a fucking piece of paper? You're going to use your fucking phone and write on your phone, type on your phone, and then the second, every time like they would have a scene change... They turn the lights down for 5 minutes. All these motherfuckers were on their phones. It's not like their doctor is checking something important. They were like going on Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram to see what's going on with their friend. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, us? Anyway, so the big speech is like this guy who's the one who was trying to expose it, and everybody shoots him down, and they said, you know, and it was a meeting with the townspeople, and he's like, you people are fucking idiots. Who are the real enemy here is not the mayor, it's you, because you vote for him, because you're too stupid to do anything better. You're too stupid to do the right thing. You're idiots, you know. I don't know why I mentioned that.
I'm recording.
Fucking idiots, you know? Fucking idiots everywhere. Including me, why not? I don't remember what the point of any of this was. Oh, the healthcare thing, yeah. So we're idiots. You know, go to any country in Europe and they get healthcare for free. You don't have to worry. You know, and it's not so much the economic thing, but just the fact that we have to worry about this shit is crazy. And then it becomes an issue of procrastination for young people because young people don't give a shit about healthcare, but in the back of their minds, they have to be thinking about it. They have to. You don't live forever. Don't you just want to not have to worry about that shit? I mean, it's bad enough you have to get sick and die. Everybody does. But don't you want to just... Wouldn't it be better if you just didn't have to worry about paying for it? That you get the healthcare you need? I mean, the problem of health and existence is horrible. And death, I mean. But then you're going to compound it by saying, okay, in addition to that, when I'm at my most stressful time in life, when I'm sick and could possibly die, I'm going to compound that times 100 by not even being able to be sure if I can pay for it, not knowing where my money for healthcare is going to come. And you have this situation where it's like, okay, you get sick. Well, if you're really sick, you can't work. So then you lose your insurance. The whole thing is like, it's so fucking obvious. And that's why we're idiots. That's why that guy gave that speech. Because we're fucking idiots. Just to not be able to think a simple thing through that's so goddamn important because you're persuaded by propaganda instead by people that have an agenda to screw you the fuck over. Rich people who just want to keep a little bit more to themselves. That's why you're fucking stupid, everyone. Not you, audience. I mean, them. Everyone else. Certainly not you. It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, I'm at lunch break. So is my vagina. Let's take your vagina to work day. I thought I'd bring my vagina with me to lunch. I'm not going to leave her at my desk. That would hurt. Not to mention the surgery, which vaginal detachment and reattachment surgery is not included in my healthcare plan just to go to lunch. It makes no sense at all. So I'm going to take my vagina back to work and perhaps finger my cunt. Today is Friday, 4:20, so perhaps I will, do actual work before leaving, playing with my cunt. Oh, there's people laughing. They have health care.
Excuse me?
Hi. Madge here testing some more. Testing an audio interface. I am...
Hamburger Helper.
Testing.
What?
Testing an audio interface, I am.
Chabana.
You wanna write a poem, honey?
Chabana.
You wanna write a poem, honey?
Chabana.
You wanna write a poem, honey?
The victims of domestic violence.
My name is Dakota Williams, and my baby's name is Sincere Person.
I am just testing.
Computer.
Yes?
Computer, what is fisting?
Hi, I am just testing.
I want to put my big cock in your pussy.
Hold on.
Hi. I'm just testing.
Can we get a motel?
Hi.
Plus, I got that COPD.
If all the boys live across the sea, just think what a good swimmer you would be. Ha, ha, ha.
Hi, it's me, Madge. Speaking to you from the beige room. In a world of desperate people. Desperate life in beige.
Excuse me?
Beige. Everything is beige.
I don't do that shit, man. I'm tired.
Well, you're lucky for I sure do.
I never done that.
You should.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Right.
Young pussy.
Uh-huh.
You have a car?
Yeah. What about it?
I want to suck your pussy, baby.
Actually, I sold it.
I want you to suck it all the way down to your throat.
Sounds good.
I'm going to bite your nipples.
How hard?
I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite your pussy. Let me hear you slap your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I love big lips, honey. I'm 6'2" and 220 pounds, and I got a big bulge between my leg. Don't want you to see that bulge, you know, it's
oh,
me.
Oh, I want to see that big bulge.
So what are you doing tonight? So you got nice nipples?
Oh, my outlook is messed up.
So you want to get together tonight? Dr. 15 inches. Sure.
Yeah, gotta go and troubleshoot my outlook. Work is great.
My name's Phil, honey.